In this tape, J.Ru will lead you through the quantum light breath, a process used for accelerated personal transformation. If you would like to know more about J.Ru's work and our services and trainings, please write to us at the Apt Institute, P.O. Box 1111, Mill Valley, California, 94942.
Welcome to the Quantum Light Breath. Before we actually begin, make sure that you won't be disturbed. Make sure that you are properly seated. This means that your back should be straight. You can sit on a straight back chair if you like. Sofas are not so good. You can sit on a cushion on the floor. This is fine. But your buttocks should be a little bit higher than your knees if you're sitting in a position of meditation. However, any way that allows you to keep your back straight will be fine. Keeping the back straight allows the lungs to be accessed, and this is the important thing, so that you feel as if your lungs are totally available to you. Keep your head up. Make sure that your clothing is loose and comfortable. If in doubt at all, then loosen it up still more, especially around the hips, the waist, and the chest. I'm just watching the breath now for a moment. Not doing anything to it, but just watching it, not trying to influence it. Just getting in touch with what it's doing right now at this moment. Be aware of how much of your body moves as you breathe. Be aware of how much of your lungs you're using. And especially be aware if you're breathing down what we call into the belly or up into the chest. In this breathing, we want to breathe down into the belly. Of course, we don't breathe into the belly, but this is a way of saying that we're breathing deeply into the lower part of the lungs, which in turn pushes the belly out. So just watching the breath, but allowing the lower belly to relax, allowing that entire area to become very, very soft, just making space now for your lungs to breathe in. And just observing the rest of your lungs to see if there's any tension, any place at all that you can let go of. And if you can, doing that. What we want to do is make space around the lungs so that the lungs have space in which to expand. And now just imagining, if you would, that your tongue is a conduit, like a pipe, that doesn't stop at the throat but goes all the way down to your pubic bone. And just imagine that as you inhale through the tip of your tongue, and the air goes all the way down to your pubic bone, where it is released. And the effect of that is that it pushes the belly out. What we're really doing is breathing into the lower part of our lungs when we do this. So just sending the air down to the lower part of your lungs, so that each time you breathe in, your belly pushes out a bit, your navel moves outward, and as you exhale, pulling your belly in a bit. We want to stay with this principle during all of the breathing, of breathing into the belly. Now for a few breaths. Breathe first into the belly, but take in as much air as you possibly can, filling your lungs just as full as you can so that you feel their potential, so that you feel how much air you can actually take in. This sort of gets rid of the wrinkles also to some degree. Just feel how much air you can take in, but keeping the belly relaxed. This is the way to take in the most amount of air, by keeping the belly relaxed. Not straining up in the upper chest, but relaxing the lower belly. Breathing is basically passive. All you really have to do is let go of the air, and new air will come in if you let the lungs remain relaxed. And now, continue to take full deep breaths, first into the belly, but without straining, without making a tremendous effort. Let it be an easy, natural, enjoyable breathing. Breathing first into the belly, then up into the chest. And you don't need to fill your chest, but always do fill your belly. And breathing now in such a way that there are no gaps, that you don't stop. This means that as soon as your lungs are almost full, you turn that around very gently and start to breathe out. As soon as your lungs are empty, you turn that around and start to breathe in. So that the breathing becomes a circular motion rather than an in and out. Just allowing each breath to be full and deep. And filling your lungs to about 90 to 95% of their capacity, but without straining. Without stopping. Just so the breathing in and out feels like one continuous motion. And as you continue to breathe this way, I can tell you about the breathing. And you don't have to really listen to me. Keep your awareness focused on the breath itself. Whatever happens, keep your awareness focused on the breath itself. And just know that what you need to understand intellectually, you will absorb. As you breathe, you are adding a surplus of oxygen to your bloodstream and therefore to your entire body. The body needs oxygen in order to survive. And gradually, over the years, we are taking in less and less oxygen. So we really need to make an effort to get enough oxygen. But if we take in more oxygen than we actually need, we take in a surplus, we have added benefits. We become more alive in every way. We become balanced. The right and left hemispheres of the brain become balanced. And in this state of balance, those things which throw the body or any part of our being out of balance must be expelled. So you're putting yourself more and more into balance as you breathe. And you will be expelling anything that could bring your body out of harmony. Breathing deeply into the belly, not focusing on my words, but knowing that my words will be received. Trying to make each breath as complete and as total as you possibly can. Another thing that the breathing will do is it will stir up old memories, old pains, old hurts. It will stir up old anger, old sadness, old frustrations. It will stir up old thought forms, old physical pains. If you can take the attitude that these things are not really happening at the moment, but are just memories bubbling up to the surface, they will be released. So as these things happen, don't hold on to them. Don't become fascinated with them. Don't try to deal with them. Just simply breathe. Keep your awareness focused on the breathing. Let the message to your subconscious be that these things which are coming up are simply not important. If they are important, they'll remain. But taking your interest and your focus away from these things as they come up and keeping that focus and interest on the breath, allowing the breath to be that which is important. Breathing very deeply and fully now with each breath. Breathing deeply and fully with each breath. And already you may be feeling certain physical sensations that you don't normally feel. You may be feeling numbness someplace in the body, around the lips perhaps, the tip of the nose, the ends of the fingers. Just allow those things to be there, but don't give them any attention. Just learn to accept and focus on the breath. Whatever happens, whatever comes up, focusing on the breath. Just simply focusing on the breath, knowing that you're doing your physical body a wonderful favor, that each time you breathe in, you're sending fresh energy, fresh vitality to every single cell in your body, and especially to the brain, which is the biggest user of oxygen. This breathing will increase your intelligence by feeding the brain the food that it needs the most, which is oxygen. You'll also be discharging any toxins that don't belong in the body. Not that this will all happen in this particular sitting, but as you continue the breathing, this will be happening. Anything that creates addictions will be expelled. You're making your body stronger and healthier as you take in more oxygen. Your organs functioning smoothly and easily with this additional nourishment. And at the energy level, you are increasing your aura, your energy field. You probably will be feeling this soon if you aren't already noticing it. You may be feeling bigger. This is because your energy field is actually increasing. Each breath you're taking in more air than you actually need. Now that you've established your rhythm, you can increase the tempo if you feel to. You can breathe more strongly if you feel to do that. The important thing, however, is that each breath is full and deep. As the breath stirs up things, whatever it is, thought forms, physical sensations, emotions, memories, just release those. Keep your entire being focused on the breathing, as if each breath that you take is your life. And in reality, this is true. And those things which are being released are not the real you. These old thought forms, old emotions, old memories are not the real you. There's something that has happened in the past which no longer exists. So it's fine to let go of them. Anything that's really important you will keep will remain. So have no worries about releasing. Just let go. Turn your attention away from everything else other than the breathing. Don't identify with whatever happens, with whatever comes up. Even if it feels like a physical pain, take your attention away from it, accept it, allow it to be there, but focus on the breathing. And you'll find that that so-called real physical pain will disappear. Each time you breathe in, you're inhaling life. You're also inhaling something called prana, which is the life force. So be aware as you inhale that you're inhaling life. You're inhaling vitality. And indirectly inhaling health and intelligence. Inhale with gratefulness. Allow yourself to receive this gift, for it is a gift. Don't fight with it, but open to it. Allow this gift to go deep into your belly. And each time you breathe out, releasing that which you no longer need. As you breathe out, releasing that which you no longer need. See that which you release in its own way is also a gift to existence, leaving you cleaner, fresher, brighter, more alive. Breathing strongly and deeply now. And breathing as quickly as you choose to. But keep your breathing steady. Don't increase it and slow it down, increase it and slow it down. Just keep it steady. The more breaths you take in a minute, the stronger your experience will be. But that's entirely up to you. How strong you want that to be. So the faster you breathe, the stronger your experience will be, but remember always breathing into the belly, keeping the belly relaxed. The in-breath, breathing in life. On the out-breath, releasing that which you no longer need. Thank you. regardless of what's happening. Always focusing on the breath. Breathing strong and steady, keeping the belly relaxed. If you find that you're dozing off at any time, then you need to be breathing a little more strongly. You need to be breathing strongly enough so that it requires all of your awareness, all of your energy, all of your attention. Make each breath a pleasant challenge. Keeping the breathing strong and steady. Physical sensation, just stay with the breath. fully and deeply, as quickly as you choose to. Regular, steady. With each in-breath, your aura is increasing. And with each out-breath, you're releasing old material. You may not even know what it is that you're releasing. Just allowing it to be released by focusing on the breath, always coming back to the breath. Always coming back to the breath, being with the breath as much as you can. Just allowing whatever is happening to happen. Just allowing whatever is happening to happen. Whatever it might be, simply allowing that. Whatever it might be, simply allowing that. Oh! breath, how you inhale life. Feel how each breath revitalizes you. Feel how each breath is you inhaling you. Receiving. Keep your awareness on the breath. yourself now to begin breathing more gently, but still be aware of each breath. Make each breath real for you. Staying with each breath, breathing each breath with full awareness, but just allowing it now to be more gentle. Just allowing the energy of the music now to blend with your own energy. Continuing to breathe. But breathing softly and gently. No stopping, keeping the breath going, inhaling the music. Breathing in the music. Just allowing the music to come in. Just allowing yourself to be touched. Just allowing the music to dance inside of you. expansion in a lighter, cleaner, and more present. Yourself. Just continuing to sit, breathing gently, being with yourself. But not stopping the breathing, keeping the breathing going, however gently. Breath is life. Aware that each time you inhale, you're taking in life. Each time you inhale, you're taking in yourself, expanding yourself, giving yourself vitality. Give yourself permission, if it feels right, to take in more air every hour of your day. And trust the existence that has created the air and has created you. Trust that this existence that has created you knows that the air is good for you. The air brings life and vitality and health and intelligence. And also know that as you take in more of life, more of the real, more of the alive, that which is dead must be replaced, must go. Just giving yourself permission to continue releasing that within you which is dead, old memories, old thought forms, old wounds, old frustrations, old disappointments, old desires, old fears. Let go of them, for they're blocking the new and the fresh. Each day is a day unto itself. Each breath is a breath unto itself. Live for that which is truly happening, not for that which is dead and gone. Live life as you listen to music. As you hear each note, you release it, making space for the next note. And even though you're constantly releasing the music that you hear, you still hear the melody. You still hear the majesty. You still hear the harmony. The music still touches you and nourishes you. And so is life. Let it flow through you. Don't try to hold it fast. And above all, don't hold old memories, for these are dead and deadening. Let go of everything. Trust existence, trust life, trust yourself. And use your senses to be aware. Use your eyes to see what a beautiful planet you live on. What a wonderful universe you live in. Use your ears to listen to the music of life. Use your senses, all of them. Let them tell you of the beauty in which you live, of the wonder and the majesty of existence. And learn to see the difference between the mind and the moment. The mind is basically memory, which is dead. And the moment is always truth. The moment is always the path, the doorway. That moment when you find yourself, it will be in the now, in the moment, in a simple moment like this one. Simple but mysterious. Simple but majestic. Live for the moment and release everything else. Trust. And know at this moment of clarity, of openness, know that you are not alone. Know that you are not separate. Know that you are a part of this majestic mystery called life. Know that without your presence, existence would not be the same. Know that you are adding your flavor, your aroma, your taste, your color, this wonderful garden of life. And allow the flower that you are to open more and more fully every day. This is what the great intelligence that has created us wants for you. Existence is waiting for you to flower, waiting for you to dance your dance, waiting for you to sing your song. So let go of all of the old memories that create contractions, and just allow your heart to be a bud opening in the morning sun. Nothing to do, just allow. Just allow the sun of life to touch that bud. Allow its warmth and its energy to open it. And above all else, allow yourself to become love. The more you give love, the more you will be love. Let love be an outpouring of gratefulness. Let love be your singing of the divine. And the more you give, the more you realize you have to give. The moment you want something from someone else, you have forgotten who you are. So give of yourself. Give from abundance. Give from awareness of how much you have and who you are. Bring your light into the world. Let it shine. Let it shine so that others might see and become inspired and allow their light to shine also. Discovering who they really are. Lend your support where you can and when you can. This is another way to give. See if there's anything at all that you want to say to yourself. Any words of encouragement, any words of support, any words of guidance, realizing that not only are you very clear at this moment, but that anything that you say to yourself will go very deep into your subconscious. Being clear as you can now about your intentions, about your priorities, about your blessings. If there's anyone in your life or in the world that you feel needs some extra love right now, just imagining that person or those people. And know that by the magic of truth, they will receive the love that you're now sending. Instantly. Just opening your heart as you visualize them. And know that they have been touched. Thank you. You can prepare yourself for opening your eyes if you choose to, or if you choose to sit further, just allow yourself to do that. Just sit as long as you feel to, as it feels right for you.